The Jewish Exponent has been publishing its weekly paper in the Philadelphia area since the 1880s. Now, going through one of its biggest shakeups ever, the paper has laid off its entire editorial staff and plans to outsource its management to a Baltimore company. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, officials at the Exponent say readers won't even notice the change, though some community observers are skeptical.
The Exponent's Steve Rosenberg wrote what he called a special announcement to readers. Down in the 10th paragraph, Rosenberg noted that all 15 staffers who work in production and editorial will be canned. The Baltimore company Mid-Atlantic Media, which runs other Jewish publications, will take the management reins and be in charge of hiring new staff in Philly.
If you keep getting punched in the face when you walk down the street, you know, walk down a different street.
And they were costly punches, operating at a loss of $300,000 a year. Rosenberg says the nonprofit connected to the Jewish Exponent was filling in the hole left by fleeing readers and vanishing ad dollars.
That can't happen. We're using donor dollars here. Like, we need to save people who are hungry and needy and take care of people that are in real need, not save a newspaper.
Jane Eisner is the editor of The Forward, a national publication covering Jewish issues. She says the change could weaken the connection 24,000 remaining local subscribers have to the paper. She says it will be hard to replace the institutional knowledge about the community that the old staff had.
Media binds a community together, and I think that there is something lost when those things are under threat. And I think we're just going to have to all work harder to figure out how to make it sustainable.
Yet Rosenberg says cutting staff was the only option to keep the paper alive.
Maybe I was the only guy that had the chutzpah, so to speak, to sit there and actually do it. You know, it's not an easy thing to do to lay people off.
Though the paper will now be produced in Baltimore, they plan to hire local reporters to write stories. Rosenberg says leaner staff should help them do something they haven't done in years: break even. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.